on United Nations Radio and the former Yugoslavia give their report for Friday the 16th of June. I'm David Bowen. Heavy fighting is continuing in Sarajevo today. It started before daybreak with exchanges of mortar, artillery and heavy machine gun fire on front lines north and south of the city. Government and Bosnian Serb-held suburbs near the airport also saw heavy fighting. Today's activity follows an escalation of fighting around the city yesterday. Some 1,500 firing incidents were recorded, with numerous explosions around the airport, the Igman supply road, and suburbs controlled by both sides. There was also a violent exchange of shelling in the Serb-held Bogosha area in the morning, with 5 or 6 rounds per minute for some half an hour. This morning, the BSA was seen firing 90mm rounds into the city from French light tanks they stole from Unprofor last month. And yesterday and overnight, Bosnian government troops removed heavy weapons, including 2 tanks, 3 armoured personnel carriers and a howitzer gun from UN-controlled weapons collection points. There's been much speculation that the latest round of fighting is the start of an attempt by government forces to break the siege of Sarajevo. Bosnian President Alija Izetbegović increased this with a statement in his name read on government radio last night. It said the world had done nothing to prevent an obvious catastrophe in Sarajevo, and the government army had been ordered to prevent a further strangulation of the city. The international community has been quick to urge restraint. UN Secretary General Boutros-Ghali said a government counter-offensive risked aggravating the situation and making the UN mission even more difficult. The Group of Seven Summit in Halifax, Canada, issued a statement calling on the warring parties to establish an immediate moratorium on military operations. And at UN Peace Forces headquarters in Zagreb, Deputy Spokesman Chris Gunnis said negotiation remained the only way to solve the Bosnian situation.
Yes, there have been problems which we fully acknowledge, but clearly those problems are going to be exacerbated if the parties decide to take matters into their own hands and to resolve this situation by force. The Security Council, Mr. Kashi, the Secretary General, the international community, as embodied by the G7, are all unanimously behind the notion of a negotiated settlement. Now, I know that that sounds hollow, given what's actually happening in Sarajevo, but our belief is that the alternative to that could well lead to an escalation of the conflict.
A late-night session of the Security Council has passed a resolution approving the establishment of a rapid reaction force to help Unprofor carry out its mandate. Resolution 998 authorizes an increase in Unprofor and UN Peace Force troops by up to 12,500. Who will pay for those extra troops hasn't yet been decided. The resolution simply says the modalities of financing will be determined later. Though there's uncertainty about the financing of the RRF, Resolution 998 is very certain in what it requires of the warring parties in Bosnia-Herzegovina. It demands that the Bosnian Serbs accept the contacts group peace plan, allow road access to Sarajevo, and immediately and unconditionally release all remaining detained Unprofor personnel. The BSA are still holding 26 peacekeepers in Eliash, Pale, and the Sarajevo area, and another 92 UN troops are being restricted at observation posts and weapons collection points in Bosnian Serb-held territory. The Bosnian Serb leader, Dr. Radovan Karadzic, has promised that all UN detainees will be released by the end of the week. The UN says contacts with the Bosnian Serbs are continuing, and it hopes and believes the peacekeepers will be freed soon. Meanwhile, Bosnian government forces are confining Canadian peacekeepers to their camp in Visoko. They've also imposed freedom of movement restrictions on military and service in several areas and have closed the Mount Igman logistics road. Bosnian government forces are continuing to blockade 86 Ukrainian troops in Dorasta. The special representative of the Secretary-General, Yusufi Akashi, and the High Commissioner for Refugees, Sadako Ogata, have written a stinging letter to Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic. The letter, sent yesterday, says that obstructions from forces under Dr. Karadzic's control are stopping aid reaching its destination in Sarajevo, Bihać, and the eastern enclaves, leading to whole families crying out for food. The two UN officials say that they expect Dr. Karadzic to honour commitments he's made in the past 3 years, and that they refuse to accept lame excuses and false allegations to justify interference with the free movement of humanitarian goods and staff. The letter demands that Dr. Karadzic immediately removes all obstructions to the free flow of aid, especially to those facing their fourth year of siege in the enclaves. And that's our report from UN Radio on the former Yugoslavia for Friday the 16th of June. I'm David Ballum.